Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Wednesday, April 23rd. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Birthdays, it's the 450th birthday of the Bard, William Shakespeare, born this day in 1564, from the Biography Channel.
His actual birth date is uncertain, but most scholars believe he was born on or near April 23rd, 1564.
We think he may have been educated in the King's School at Stratford because that would have been typical for a child with a father who was an alderman. What we do know is that he didn't go to university.
I would argue that Shakespeare's legacy is the most influential figure in human civilization.
Born April 23rd, 1928, America's sweetheart, Shirley Temple.
On the good ship, lollipop, it's a night trip. Into bed you hop and dream away. On the good ship, lollipop.
On this day in history, April 23rd, 1985, Coca-Cola announced it was changing the formula for Coke, thus introducing New Coke, one of the great marketing fiascos of all time.
Introducing the new taste of Coca-Cola. In this country, the best have a way of getting better, and Coke just did. From today, there's a new taste, a new standard against which colas will be judged.
Coke is me.
Management of this company honestly and truly reveres our consumers more than we revere a century-old formula. I've never been as confident about a decision as I am about the one we're announcing today.
Turns out Coca-Cola had done such a good job of selling the old Coke that nobody wanted to know about New Coke. Number one on the charts, we heard from Little Shirley Temple. Now to the other end of the spectrum, from 1982, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. And I Love Rock and Roll. On the KETR events calendar, the Baptist Student Mission at A&M Commerce is hosting a fish fry this evening from 5:30 to 8:30. The fish fry benefits the Summer Go Now Mission Fund. The Baptist Student Mission is located at 1612 Lee Street on the north side of the A&M Commerce campus. And they're hosting a fish fry this evening from 5:30 to 8:30. And the 47th Annual Hunt County Fair will open on Friday at 5 p.m. The fairgrounds are located on Farm Road 1570 in Greenville, and it'll be a busy place through Sunday, May 4th. For more information, see events at ketr.org. Our thought for the day is from our birthday boy, Will Shakespeare. A fool thinks himself to be wise, but a wise man knows himself to be a fool. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Carol, spring is here with the start of the baseball season. Now, baseball's still popular, but probably, Carol, doesn't have the same place it once did in the culture of Hunt County in Northeast Texas.
That is so true. And actually, it was throughout the country. It was a homegrown, wonderful entertainment. Very little... one person, at least, in your group of friends had a bat. One had a ball. The guys knew how to sew that ball back together, and they took off and played.
Yeah. I've been involved in some events in the last 3 weeks or so, last month or so, having to do with the Greenville Majors. This was a minor league team, played in Greenville after World War II, and we have just had the 65th anniversary of the Greenville Majors, minor league baseball team, actually playing the New York Yankees in Greenville. And there's a whole story behind how that happened. But the Greenville Majors actually won the game against the Yankees 4-3, and this is kind of a legendary thing in Greenville. But you tell me now that, and this was in 1949, but you tell me your mother-in-law remembers going to that game.
My mother-in-law's father, my husband's grandfather, was an avid baseball player and a baseball fan, and we even have his catcher's mitt. He played his name was John McLeod, and he played at Wagner. Mm-hmm. He lived in the Wagner community. where so did Monty Stratton and Stratton's two brothers. So they all played on the same team. And I think my husband's grandfather played ball till he was 40 or 50 years old. You know, he was a wiry little guy, loved the sport, and my husband loves it too.
That was not unusual in those days. I want to come back to that, to the Majors and Yankees game here in a minute and what her memories of that are. But you brought up the fact that that he played with Monty Stratton.
Right.
And, of course, people who have much knowledge of the history of Hunt County have heard of Monty Stratton, great area baseball player, made it to the major leagues with the Chicago White Sox, had a hunting accident, lost his leg. Came back and played baseball on a wooden leg in the minor leagues. And, of course, there's the famous movie with Jimmy Stewart, the Monty Stratton story. But this was your father-in-law who played?
No, this was my mother-in-law's father.
I see. But this is those town teams that
yes.
we were talking about.
Yes. And it drew the community together. It was everything to them, you know. And it wasn't just rural white America.
Mm-hmm.
African-American communities. Even in Greenville, there were four or five little communities of African-Americans. And they put together teams of different ages, men and women, and they would play each other.
Every little town had its team.
Yes.
And I think at one time there was a Hunt County League, as a matter of fact. It was that well organized.
I know that during the Depression, tenant farmers in the summer would have to work till noon. And then from noon, they had Saturday afternoon off. And that's when they went to watch the baseball or play baseball.
Did they avoid playing on Sunday at that time?
In Greenville, it was against the law to play on Sunday.
Well, you know, at one time in Major League Baseball, the Philadelphia teams, the Phillies, and at that time the Athletics could not play on Sunday. Well, we're talking with Carol Taylor, chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, and the subject is baseball, as we are into baseball season now. What are your mother-in-law's memories of that game between the Yankees and the Majors in 1949?
Well, we were talking about it the other day. And she said, I remember it. She said it was cold, mm-hmm. very, very cold. And they had to sit in the 50-cent seating. And she said that her dad was thrilled, said that the whole family was. And they also went to see the game where one of the players married. And the wedding took place on the baseball field. Mm-hmm. And when the bride and groom exited the field, all the players lifted their bats, just like in a military wedding, the guys lift their swords.
The player's name was Dean Stafford.
Yes.
Very popular player for the Majors. The Majors lasted about, the main era of the Majors lasted about 5 years and was phenomenally popular, and then just kind of went away, that whole era of minor league baseball in small Texas towns right after World War II. Didn't last very long.
It faded because of poor attendance, basically.
Right, right.
They could have a wonderfully winning team.
Right.
And
yeah, and the attendance, most people will say two things affected attendance. One was television.
And the other was air conditioning.
Right, right, exactly. Very good. Well, Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Thank you.
As always, Carol is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.